Hunter Gabe Van Wormer and I are walking through some woods just north of Lansing.
This is a nice little thicket back here. There's a bedding area where there's some deer back in this area. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of looking on the trails, looking for some sign, maybe a scrape or a rub where the deer left their calling card, if you will.
For Van Wormer, hunting is about being in nature and about family.
My dad got me into it about 20 years ago, and actually even before that, he was taking me out into the tree stand with him in deer blind, so the tradition runs strong in my family.
Van Wormer says he's looking forward to bringing his two sons out hunting with him next year. That's good news for the state officials in charge of hunting in Michigan. They're concerned not enough young people are taking up the sport. That has a few ripple effects, one of them being economic. Rodney Stokes is the director of the State Department of Natural Resources. He says the two-week firearm deer season generates about $500 million for the Michigan economy.
And this creates jobs, it provides economic opportunity, and a lot of people say the 2 weeks of firearm deer season in many of our small businesses in the state, it equates to the Black Friday after Thanksgiving in bringing economic impact into those small communities.
Steve, this is just one of our coolers here. I have four coolers.
Brett Griffiths is showing me around his business, the Jerome Country Market, along US 12 in Hillsdale County.
This cooler is 35 feet wide by 65 feet long, and it all has stainless steel rails. This cooler alone will hold 600 deer. And you can see the deer carcasses we have hanging there, a few of them, through the bow kill, and those will all be cleaned up as we finish out our day here today.
During the fall, the Jerome Country Market's team of butchers will process about 4,000 deer, up to 350 a day at the height of deer season. Back in his office, Griffiths says deer season represents about 50% of his business.
So we rely on the deer seasons to kind of get us through over the hump and through the slow months that are coming.
Hunter Gabe Van Wormer expects the deer he'll harvest this fall will feed his family into July. Back in the woods, Van Wormer and I stumble across a pair of young bucks who dart quickly from a hiding place in some high thickets. But one pauses.
He doesn't want to leave because I'm assuming he keeps on looking down in that thicket. I think he's got a doe down there, and he doesn't want to leave her. So it's been a long time since the last breeding season, and he's probably going to stick right with her. Yep, there he goes. Very cool. It's always neat to see deer in the woods.
That's something more than 600,000 licensed deer hunters would also like to see during the next few weeks. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.